for most farms that aren't highly leveraged, that didn't go out and spend top dollar and borrow top dollar for some additional things on the farm, you know, we're finding that the cash flows are still looking relatively positive. You know, and obviously that's very dependent on what prices they're able to lock in for 2023 or finally sell for 2023. But, you know, right now, and that's without really the way I work those cash flows, I look at the 2023 year exclusively by itself. So kind of ignoring any money or any income or any, you know, working capital that may be coming in from 2022.